Mobile, KJ4HIA.
XC, Mobile.
Hopefully that'll be ready when I get home. But yeah, I had a great day. Just looking forward to weekend and I guess starting it all back over Monday.
I'm trying to decide whether to go get something to grill out myself or if I'm just going to grab another bologna sandwich. I hadn't decided yet. I may go get something to grill, though.
Brought hamburgers and kebabs and hot dogs and grilled out there at the shop today and fed everybody at the shop. And man, I'm telling you, I love the smoke coming off that grill. That was some good eating too.
I like good grilled whatever, whether it's hamburgers or hot dogs or whatever it is. I've been having this hankering for ribs. Grilled ribs for some reason, and I'm almost tempted to go get me a bunch.
The store here a couple of weeks ago and got a couple of packs of country style ribs, which is the big ones. And man, those things were good. I still got a pack in the freezer. I thought about doing those this evening, but it'd just be too. I've got about a 50 minute drive home, so. I'd have to start a fire once I got there. My belly button's chewing at my backbone, so hopefully my wife's going to have dinner there when I get. But Saturday I probably will grill out.
Weekend's about the best time to do that. I just don't know if I'm trying to force myself to wait, maybe to do it tomorrow or Sunday too, but boy, the more I think about it, I don't know though. I may just have to deal with a hamburger tonight and maybe do it tomorrow night. It is kind of getting a little bit later. I kind of like to soak my ribs and everything before I throw them on the grill and do all that good stuff to them. And I wouldn't really have time enough to do it. It'd be late by the time I got to throw them on the grill. So I may have to wait myself.
You want to start out early on a day when you got plenty of time to maybe fiddle with something and every now and then go babysit it. And that's what I'll probably end up doing. I'm got a hankering for those ribs, especially after you mentioned it and after smelling all that barbecue in the day and eating some good food.
I don't know what the weather's supposed to do this weekend. I'm hoping it's going to be like it was today, maybe not as breezy as it was today, but I hope it's going to be nice this weekend, temperature-wise and sun out and everything. I hadn't even looked at the weather, so I don't know what it's supposed to do.
Cold tonight. Cold, I think. Maybe dipping in the 40s. Tomorrow morning's going to be cold in the 40s. And then it ought to warm up. But Sunday, we're supposed to get a major rain, major storm that might last into Monday morning sometime.
W2T.
And as we speak.
Weatherman.
40s tonight, but they're talking about upper 30s maybe tonight. So it's they're talking about cold tonight and chilly tomorrow. And we'll have to just see what it does. You know, this is spring in the south. So anyway, good afternoon.
Well, then it sounds like probably tomorrow is. If you're going to do anything over the weekend, it sounds like probably tomorrow's going to be the day to do it, if it's going to start raining on Sunday.
This church up the road from me is hoping that it's not going to rain Sunday, because I came by the church a while ago after I went to the post office, and they're setting up this nice big flatbed trailer out there along one of their parking lots. Looks like they're getting it ready to hold an outdoor service on Sunday, so... I guess it's going to be a case of see what's going to happen and see what happens. So, anyway. anyway, and who was talking about all those ribs? You start talking about ribs and barbecue, and you don't bring any my way, I'm going to shoot you.
Tell you what, if you can come on up.
Well, yeah, I don't know what it is. I just, all day long, I've just been thinking about barbecued ribs. And, but like I was telling him, I didn't wait too late now to do anything with them. I'd have to start soaking them and doing what I do to them early tomorrow. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds like tomorrow's probably going to be rib day.
It's the beginning, and guess who won out?
You know, I'm going to pull mine out of the freezer tonight, and I might throw them in a little marinade so that I can start cooking them somewhere around 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I got a friend, one of my ham radio buddies that lives up in Virginia. He was putting some pictures out. He had put his smoker on yesterday, or a couple of days ago, and in it he had two big old pork butts. I mean, big ones. And then he was showing pictures on there today of where they'd taken the fat and all the stuff out and pulled it up. He had two big, huge pans of smoked pork, you know, barbecues there. So he's got things set for the next few days. And on top of that, he was making homemade beef jerky, and it was looking good and coming out of the smoker for that too. And I was looking at that, and I was sitting here trying to keep from drooling on the radio or the computer.
Rusty?
I'm sitting here in my radio room. I was trying to work a guy on CW a while ago, and I was getting, and I didn't want to flip up my amp just to tune up on 20 meters for one station, so... I'm sitting here at the radio room. I went out one time this afternoon. I had to go out to the post office because I had some medicine that was supposed to be arriving in the mail, and of course it didn't arrive, so I got to figure out when it's going to show up, and then I'll have to run back. But anyway, I'm pretty much staying here at the house right now.
One of the essentials, sir, we work on tractor trailers, so they're going to leave us open. But, yeah, my wife, her job, she works for the state park system. They closed down, so she's been hanging at the house.
And a lot of people are just staying home, and at least a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people that are doing like they're supposed to do. But then somebody just posted something on Facebook here. There's three people riding on a scooter, or two people and a dog. And guess who's doing the steering? Yep, that's exactly who was doing it. Do it too. Hey, home.
Finished out a day.
$1.57, right?
$1.55 for me.
I mean, the $1.57 was after taxes and other fees.
After all that, it's $1.11 for me.
You see me believing that.
Bless me, I've had a good job that's provided for my family. Ain't nobody stacking money up or nothing, but the bills are getting paid, and we've got food and gas in our cars and food in our pantry. We're doing good.
Yep. And I'm surviving. I'm not buying any great things. I just keep food in the fridge and in the cabinet, and you know, stuff to eat. And like I bought found some ground beef, good looking ground beef the other day. Brought home a pack, divided into three nice patties. Had one of them last night as a cooked it in my hot air cooker and hot air fryer, and it came up as a nice, good old nice chopped steak type thing, and a couple of more patties like that in the freezer, froze up, and got some hamburgers and some other things. I've just, you know, got a little things here and little things there, and I've got some stuff I made here a couple of weeks ago that I've got, you know, sitting there in the freezer in containers. So I just, you know, make it as I go along, and I'll probably finish up the last of my spaghetti sauce tonight. I'll probably make a sandwich out of it with a hamburger bun.
You're just taking one day at a time.
Today I ordered in lunch, which means lunch and supper, so I probably won't eat anything else. I might have something for dessert later, but I had ordered in from Chipotle and had the delivery made to the house. Not a bad deal. Right now they're offering, if they reach out to you, they're offering free delivery. So, you know, I get one of their bowls and get it fixed up like I want. And for about $10, I get enough to make two meals out of it.
That other station, go ahead.
It's the fellow you were talking to.
And I don't know, I'm trying to think if he told me was that house on a on the base or out on the mobile. I can't remember.
I guess you're on your way home after finishing up the day today, huh?
Right, it's been a tough week, looking forward to some R&R.
Everything is going like it is, I guess, and I guess we just have to wait and see what's going to happen. And I got to figure out how to see if I can get my lawnmower running again, because I've got to mow some grass, because I'm not really supposed to be out there doing things like that, because my back doesn't like it, but, you know. It is what it is, and the guy that usually comes in and does my mowing for me, he can't come in right now. And all, I don't know whether he's working or not this week, come to think of it. I need to kind of find out and see if he is working. Give him a call and see if he's still out there and able to get out and do some work. Anyway, well, you take it easy. Have a good rest of the way home, and we'll catch up to you later. And behave yourself. W2T clear.
It's always good talk to you. It's KK4NXE, and you have a good weekend. Stay safe, and I'll be careful. Thank you, KK4NXE.
4DDQ.
Friend, yes you are. You know, I've got a dream catcher that I've put some double-sided sticky tape on. I think you can catch more dreams with double-sided sticky tape. But I was calling out to you. Have you got a extra beehive?
Your equipment, are you looking for one?
I don't know if we had talked about me putting a set of bees over there, and over at your place, I don't think I could handle bees up at my place because of the bears. I mean, I've got bears all over the place. I'd have to put up a Fort Knox over there to protect them.
Mary, I'm in the process right now of creating a slip for a friend of mine. I'm raising a queen cell in there, so as soon as that's up to strength. But, I mean, I can always start a second one.
To Tim down there at Carolina Honey, or Bee, and he went today to buy a slew of bees. I guess he's having a big bee sale tomorrow.
For a package, do you know?
I know. He was going to give me a discount. He said with a package of bees and a new stand, it's normally $275, and he was going to do that for $235 or
$245. If you want to just go ahead and buy the package, I have enough equipment here. We'd have to put some frames together, but I have the foundation and all the woodware to put frames together if you're interested.
I think the bees are right at, they're $100-some-odd. I don't know how much those hives are.
Buying all the woodenware and everything, that's when the price really starts going up.
So Jared he had to burn one of his boxes because they got something in there, but I think he still has two stands. I talked to him yesterday. He said that he was never gonna raise bees out there where he's at. He thinks people are spraying their plants with insecticides because his hives just didn't make it.
I've had that before back up in Virginia, and the crop duster had to notify me before he come flying over the fields around me, because I've had that happen where he's flown by, and I mean, it's just like a nuclear bomb going off. The next day, every bee is dead.
You know, I ought to call him and just find out for sure if he's got those stands and some, if he's got all the hardware, I could probably pick the stuff up from him and we wouldn't have to use your material.
And, I had enough that I had, at one time I had 25 hives. So, yeah, I have boxes and frames and lids and stands. I mean, I've got all the equipment. It's all buried away over here except for the board I'm using right now. But it wouldn't be any trouble, really, to put the stuff together. You and I putting frames together, heck, we can put two boxes of frames together within an hour.
Well, I'm going to talk to Shelly and talk to her about that, and then I'll get back with you.
I'll tell you what, if you're interested, why don't you come on by tomorrow? I've got to go in and check on that queen so you can get a real good feel of what it's like going in and out of these houses.
Well, with Jared, of course, his bees were just super docile. That's the friendliest bunch of bees I've ever been around.
Man, they like them barn bees. So nasty, you know. No, mine are same way. Last week on them, and I was really surprised how nice and docile they were.
I'm back with you. I might give you a call on the landline maybe tomorrow morning or something. We'll get back with you then.
I've been feeding quite heavy, especially where I was creating that new thing. So, but I do have enough bees here, and I have enough electric wire to electric fence to mix it around another hive.
I had a neighbor doing bees, and he had them on top of a storage building. They were actually on the roof of the storage building to keep the bears out of them.
On the side of your driveway.
Left-hand side going in. Now, those hives aren't up there anymore. I guess they're not working them at all.
By a bear last week, and he didn't get into the hives, but I have another hive sitting outside a little ways from my existing hives as a swarm catcher. And since I've been down here, I have not been able to catch a swarm for some reason.
I got a video of Jared catching a swarm. Well, I had a video. They sent me one. But I think it got, I've changed phones since then, so it won't allow me to pull up that video off their text, where they sent me a text message. But, yeah, that's an amazing thing.
Get up with me tomorrow. You just about home?
Yeah, I'm almost destinated.
Shelly, we said hi, and give me a shout sometime tomorrow.
Thank you, William. You have a good evening. 73s, KK4NXC. We're going to be clear on your final.
Enjoy your steak tonight. KM4DDQ, clear.